DeepEnglish.com. In Iceland, elves are part of the national culture. What is part of the national culture? Elves are part of the national culture. Where are elves part of the national culture? In Iceland, elves are part of the national culture. Many of the country's 230,000 citizens believe they actually exist. Who believes they actually exist? Many of the country's 230,000 citizens believe they actually exist. What do they believe actually exist? They believe elves actually exist. This belief is what led a mob of 150 men and women to protest a NATO military base in Klefavik in 1982. What were they protesting in 1982? They were protesting a NATO military base in Klefavik in 1982. Who was protesting a NATO military base in Klefavik in 1982? A mob of 150 men and women were protesting a NATO military base in Klefavik in 1982. They believed the military was disrespecting the elves, and their jets were desecrating the holy ground of the hidden people. Did they believe the military was killing the elves? No, they didn't believe the military was killing the elves. They believed the military was disrespecting the elves. Did they believe their jets were desecrating the holy ground of the hidden people? Yes, they believed their jets were desecrating the holy ground of the hidden people. NATO respected the protesters' feelings and invited them to inspect their base. Satisfied no elves were being harmed, the group left in peace. Who respected the protesters' feelings? NATO respected the protesters' feelings. Did they invite them to have tea? No, they didn't invite them to have tea. They invited them to inspect their base. It may sound like fantasy, but in Iceland, elves are a fact of life. What is a fact of life in Iceland? Elves are a fact of life in Iceland. According to a 2006 survey, 32% of Icelanders believe in the possibility of elves. What percent of Icelanders believe in the possibility of elves? 32% of Icelanders believe in the possibility of elves. Another 26% believe their existence is a cast iron certainty. How many believe their existence is a cast iron certainty? 26% believe their existence is a cast iron certainty. They're considered a peaceful breed of small creatures who look a lot like humans. Are they considered a violent breed of small creatures who look a lot like potatoes? No, they aren't considered a violent breed of small creatures who look a lot like potatoes. They're considered a peaceful breed of small creatures who look a lot like humans. University of Iceland professor Valdimar Hofstein advises to leave elves alone. What does he advise? He advises to leave elves alone. Treat them with respect, do not upset their dwelling places, and they'll be quite harmless. Cross them at your peril. Does he say to treat them with respect? Yes, he says to treat them with respect and they'll be quite harmless. Did he also say, cross them at your peril? Yes, he also said, cross them at your peril. Iceland is rife with tales of elves sabotaging construction projects. What kind of tales is Iceland rife with? Iceland is rife with tales of elves sabotaging construction projects. Why? Because they do not take kindly to having their rock houses and churches blown up with construction dynamite. What don't elves take kindly to? Elves do not take kindly to having their rock houses and churches blown up with construction dynamite. The Icelandic Road and Coastal Administration has created a 5-page document on elves. What kind of document have they created? They have created a 5-page document on elves. It reads, "We value the heritage of our ancestors. Oral tradition might suggest supernatural beings inhabit a certain rock." Do they value the heritage of their ancestors? Yes, they value the heritage of their ancestors. What might inhabit a certain rock? Supernatural beings might inhabit a certain rock. The rock is then considered a cultural treasure. What is the rock considered? The rock is then considered a cultural treasure. Our reaction to these concerns has varied. Has their reaction to these concerns varied or always been the same? Their reactions to these concerns has varied. In some cases, we have delayed the construction project. This allows the elves to supposedly move on. What have they done in some cases? In some cases, they have delayed the construction project. What has this allowed the elves to do? This has allowed the elves to supposedly move on. In 2010, former Icelandic Member of Parliament Arni Johnson's car went off a small cliff. What happened to Johnson's car in 2010? Johnson's car went off a small cliff in 2010. He swears a group of elves living in a nearby rock saved his life. What does he say happened? He says a group of elves living in a nearby rock saved his life. Does he swear this happened? Yes, he swears this happened. When a road was planned over the rock, he begged the developers to save it. What was planned over the rock? A road was planned over the rock. What did Johnson do? Johnson begged the developers to save it. They granted his wish and moved the 30-ton rock to a safe place. Did the developers destroy the rock? No, the developers didn't destroy the rock. The developers moved the rock to a safe place. It should be stressed that not everyone in Iceland believes in elves. Does everyone in Iceland believe in elves? No, everyone in Iceland doesn't believe in elves. One theory suggests Icelanders created the superstition so they didn't feel so alone in such a majestic but unpredictable landscape. What kind of landscape is it? It's a majestic but unpredictable landscape. Professor of folklore, Adaladur Gunmundsdadir, says, "You can't live in this landscape and not believe in a force greater than you." What did she say? She said, "You can't live in this landscape and not believe in a force greater than you." Icelanders are not uneducated peasants who believe in fairies. Are Icelanders uneducated peasants who believe in fairies? No, Icelanders are not uneducated peasants who believe in fairies. But if you live here, you'll understand why the power of folklore is so strong. What will you understand if you live there? If you live there, you'll understand why the power of folklore is so strong.